If we read the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12, the scripture says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the dark. He who follows me will never walk in the dark. If you go further in the scriptures, Psalm 43, verse 3, the scripture says, the light of him, that is Jesus, will lead his people and guide them on their way. You remember 4 Sundays ago, or 5 thereabout, Jesus started a journey to Jerusalem, and then he mentioned it to the apostles, what awaits him in Jerusalem. This journey we are making to Jerusalem will not be a fun journey. When I arrive in Jerusalem, the Son of Man will be handed over to the elders, the chief priests, and in fact, the entire Sanhedrin. And the Son of Man will be crucified. He will be scorched to death. But on the third day, he will rise. You remember, Peter said, Master, don't mention this. Why are you talking about death? Jesus took him by the side and said, get behind me, Satan, you think like men. Don't you understand the mission my father has handed over to me? So the Messiah mission is, I'm going to make this journey to Jerusalem. You guys will follow me, but it will be a sacrificial journey. You're going to sacrifice a lot for this journey. And when we arrive in Jerusalem, the Son of Man will be killed. On the third day, he will rise in glory. So 2 Sundays after that, Jesus continued mentioning to the apostles that he's still going to Jerusalem and he will die. So at that point, the apostles said, okay, this guy means business. You know what? Let us discuss among ourselves who will take over, who will be the leader, who will be charged. Jesus took them aside and said, if any of you wants to be a leader, that person must be a servant. You cannot be a servant if you can't sacrifice. All this while, Jesus has been letting the apostles understand what it means to be a follower of the Lord. What it means to be a Christian, what it means to be a disciple. Being a Christian is not attending mass, not at all. And it's not being a priest, absolutely not. Being a Christian, being a follower, being a disciple means for you to be a disciple, you must be disciplined and you will understand what you are doing. You cannot understand what you are doing if you are a follower, if you lack the faith. St. Thomas Aquinas will say, faith seeks understanding. Fides quires intellectum. Faith seeks understanding. Not understanding, seeking faith. Absolutely not. That's theology. So you go to faith, not with intelligence, but you come to intelligence through faith. Now, the apostles missed this. So, Jesus continued mentioning to them for them to understand the mission they are about to undertake. Last Sunday, the two disciples are apostles who are happens to be his cousins, James and John. You know, coming out again with a huge ignorance of the mission of the master. They came and said, Master, okay, you have been talking about going to heaven and taking the glory. Okay, you know what? Two of us will follow you. One will be on the right. The other one will be on the left. Of course, you know, the other 10 were indignant. That is to say, they were not happy. They were also vying for that position. So all this is why the apostles have been looking at ephemeral things. Worldly things, position, material position, and all that. Then material position was what happened 2 Sundays ago, the man who ran to Jesus and said, I want to inherit eternal life. Jesus is still teaching the apostles with all those instances. And the man said, Jesus saw the man and asked him if he kept the commandment. Of course, he kept the commandment. He goes to church. He receives communion. He belongs to Sacred Heart, Legion of Mary. Probably a priest. Maybe he was once a seminarian or a lector or a communion minister or a choir. And then he goes to all these. Scripture says Jesus loved him for doing those. And then says, okay, one thing is remaining. Go and sell all you have and then come and follow me. I want you to pay attention to that. Jesus loved him for going to church and other things, receiving all the sacraments. But Jesus loved him for doing that, but said one thing is remaining. Go, sell all you have. At that point, the man was unhappy, and then he left. And Jesus says to the apostles, how hard it is to enter in the kingdom of God. It will be easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven. And then at that point, the apostles were amazed and they entered into the room and said, Jesus, then it is difficult to enter into kingdom. Look at the apostles. Why is it difficult to enter into the kingdom? Jesus said, well, for you guys, it's difficult, it's impossible, but for God, it is not impossible. So, Jesus was not happy with the apostles. So today, he decided to do something, take an image that will present exactly, expose the apostles. And that is the healing of Bartimaeus, a blind man. Bartimaeus, a blind man, represents the apostles who have been blind all this while. And that's the last miracle Jesus will perform before entering Jerusalem. If you know the scriptures too well, this is the last performance of miracle he will do before entering Jerusalem. So up till now, the apostles were still blind. Because if you notice, Bartimaeus came from nowhere except he's from the man of Jericho. And you follow the logic of the miracle, you will know that Mark is taking this to just to nourish our faith. It is not to satisfy our curiosity. He's just giving us a message to nourish our faith. Because if you go back to Mark chapter 8, verse 22, he talks about curing of another blind man. So it's all blind. Is it not possible that we Christians also go blindly, thinking that we are doing the right thing? Anyway, we'll come to that. So Jesus now says to Bartimaeus, who cried out in a loud voice, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. Son of David means a statement of faith. If you know the liturgy too well, the rabbis teach that when the Messiah comes, he will come from the lineage of David. And so this blind man, Bartimaeus, knew that Jesus is the Messiah. Even though blind physically, but spiritually, he has the sight. And that is why when the man shouted, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me, the crowd, probably including the apostles who were following Jesus, said, shut up, come on, keep quiet. They wanted to suppress him. Your friends also might want to suppress you, oppose you, or distract you. But the man persisted, even with the crowd. And Mark, emphasized about the crowd. He said, a sizable crowd. It's an indication that they didn't want this man to talk. And then he shouted them on. But Jesus tells the same crowd who were shutting this man down to call him. The same crowd. Under 2 minutes, they changed again and said, oh, courage, he is calling you. You see? The same people And then I want you to pay attention to what the man did. Scripture tells us that he removed his cloak. He removed his old self, jumped up. Can a blind man jump up? So I want you to pay attention that he jumped up and then ran to Jesus. No person took him. Follow the scripture. So he ran to Jesus. And what did Jesus tell him? Your faith have saved you. Fides queres intellectum. Faith seeks understanding. Your faith have saved you. And scripture tells us that the man followed Jesus. So he is now following Jesus in faith, sacrificially to Jerusalem. Jesus late. In the first reading, you saw these people of Israel have been liberated. These are blind people freed from the land of slavery into the land of freedom. But they were blind. If you look at the group of people that were moving, vulnerable people, the lame, the blind, the crippled, women with children. Weak group of people. Can you imagine how these people will be making a journey? Blind, lame, crippled, women. Imagine that kind of movement. What it will look like? What does that tell us?
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. A wretched
man like me,
I was once lost, but now I am found, was blind.
Yes, I was lost, I was blind, but now you give me light. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2 says, those who walk in darkness, they have seen the light shone upon them. Those who walk in darkness, because the light of the world is Jesus himself. So what is the church telling us today? We are all enlightened by the light of God. If you are spiritually blind, you will not receive this enlightenment. And then, like the apostles, your interest will be in acquisition of position, acquisition of material things, things of the world, the ephemeral things, things that will pass away. You pay attention to that. But enlightened by the Spirit, Bartimaeus. What is the meaning of Bartimaeus? It's a Greek name known as an honorable son. That's the meaning of Bartimaeus. Are you an honorable son? Are you an honorable daughter? If you are, then let us get to the second reading of today, the letter to the Hebrews. The letter to the Hebrews reminds us of our vulnerability. The journey we are making it with our human nature that is fragile. No doctor can cure this fragility of our body, weakness of our body, in the spiritual realm outside Jesus. So if you're not following him or enlightened by his Spirit, this body, this weak body, that is full of fragility, cannot move. So it is by his grace that we move. It is by his grace that we move. Those who walk in darkness have seen the light through me. So what do?
Draw me nearer to thee, O Lord. Draw me closer to thee.
You know, the purpose of that song is a blind woman, in the 18th century. She has the inner light, and then begging Jesus to pull her closer. My songs every day, Father, bring me closer, closer to thee, closer to thee. Isn't that what we do here?